This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Yes, there are fairies in the bottom of my garden. It's me digging the weeds out. Now, I'm starting a new project, and it's just a small little garden, and it's for a small person, very young person in my life. And if you've got a young person in your life, I think it's time that you shared some gardening with them, because gardening is a lovely thing to do. Now, the young person in my life is my three-year-old grandson, Alex, and I'm calling it Alexander's Garden. So I'm doing a little bit of planning for it at the moment. I've selected the site, and we're moving on to actually preparing the soil and making it a bit easier for a three-year-old to manage a little garden. If you haven't got a garden patch, you might like to do a few large pots for the youngster in your life, and or just a small part of your garden like I've done. Now, depending on the age of the child, you might like to start from the seed. This will actually teach the child the cycle of a plant, and that peas and beans do not come from a factory in a plastic bag. Now, for my Alexander garden, I'm going to try a few seeds, and but most of them will be from seedlings, because I get a bit quicker results there. But I'll go into which plants next week. But the preparation of the area, it's quite important, because you need to make it easy peasy and simple. Now, the preparation for me is the rediscovered sideway. I mentioned that last week. And I've got an area about 1.5 to 2 square metres. I've divided it off from the rest of the sideway. Now, the plan is to put a few spare bricks around to make even smaller garden beds for easy access. Now, I've turned the soil over and I've fertilised it, so it's all ready for planting. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to purchase a few small implements for him to use, a light trowel and a fork and a small plastic watering can, maybe a piece of dowel as well, and that'll be to poke some of the seeds in the soil. Now, the seeds you could use for seeding, if you're not putting the seeds directly into the soil, what I suggest is you grab an old strawberry punnet, and, you know, the ones with the holes in the bottom, and fill that up with, say, cotton wool or something, or a bit of planting soil, and use that to actually germinate the seeds and make sure they're in a warm sort of spot. Not too much in the sun, because it can dry it out and burn them off, and it would be no good for a young person or for yourself. Now, if you're using planting soils, make sure you use that and not the young person, because otherwise there could be some moulds and things which are a bit dangerous from the plastic bag there. Now, what I'm going to do next week, we're going to look at what plants and seeds to have in Alexander's garden. Now, if you've got some ideas, contact me and I'll include them in next week's segment. So we're looking at Alexander's garden, and I'm doing a little garden area for my three-year-old grandson. So that's it for the gardening segment for today. It'll be on podcast. If you've missed any other gardening one, it's also on podcast. Yes, the Gazman's actually caught up to the 21st century.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.